Hi, welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of several Tudor history books. Now today, the 29th of August, is the feast of the beheading of St. John the Baptist. Lovely. Well, St. John the Baptist was the son of Zechariah and Elizabeth was the cousin of the Virgin Mary. According to Luke's Gospel, the elderly Zechariah was serving as a priest when he was visited by the angel Gabriel, who told him that his previously barren wife Elizabeth would give him a son who would be named John and who would be great before Jehovah. Elizabeth did indeed become pregnant, and a few months before John's birth, she was visited by her cousin Mary, who'd just been told by the angel Gabriel that she would be the mother of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Later, when John and Jesus were men, and John was a preacher telling people to repent of their sins and be baptized, it was John who baptized Jesus in the River Jordan, and the Spirit of God descended on Jesus. We find out from Matthew's Gospel that John the Baptist is later imprisoned by King Herod for rebuking Herod for marrying Herodias, his brother's former wife. And Herodias wants John dead. Here is Matthew's account of what happened from Matthew chapter 14. And I've actually used William Tyndale's 16th century New Testament version to quote from. But when Herod's birthday was come, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod. Wherefore he promised with an oath that he would give her whatsoever she would ask. And she, being informed of her mother before, said, "Give me here John the Baptist's head on a platter." And the king sorrowed. Nevertheless, for his oath's sake and for their sakes which sat also at the table, he commanded it to be given her, and sent and beheaded John in the prison, and his head was brought on a platter and given to the damsel, and she brought it to her mother. And his disciples came and took up his body and buried it, and went and told Jesus. Now it's a truly horrible story, and this feast day commemorated John the Baptist's awful end at the hands of Herod, Herodias, and her daughter Salome. This event is depicted in lots of medieval illuminated manuscripts and psalters and books of ours. And I'll give you a link to see some images on the British Library website. Awful, horrific images in some ways, but beautiful at the same time. I'll also give you a link to see a wall painting of the event from St. Peter and St. Paul Church in Pickering. Another feast day linked to St. John the Baptist is on the 24th of June, the Feast of St. John the Baptist, which coincided with Midsummer and featured fires, dancing, feasting and drinking. I've done a video on it before, so I'll give you a link to that. You'll find the link in the description. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 29th of August 1538, Geoffrey Pole, son of Sir Richard Pole and Margaret Pole, Countess of Salisbury, was arrested. He was already on thin ice, having been a staunch supporter of Queen Catherine of Aragon and Princess Mary, but he now was suspected, like other members of his family, of being in communication with his brother, Cardinal Reginald Pole, a man who'd upset King Henry VIII. Unlike other members of his family, including his mother, Margaret Pole, Geoffrey managed to survive this trouble. How? Why? What happened? Well, you can find out in last year's video, and you'll find the link to that in the description as well. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.